Perek Hey Mishnah Yud. We now begin for the next six Mishnayos dealing with the number four. As the Mishnah begins, Arba Midos Ba'adam. There are four different character traits in people. Rabbi Wein points out in his Sefer on Pirkei Avos that it doesn't say Arba Mine Adam, that there are four types of people, but rather Arba Midos Ba'adam. And he suggests that it is possible that the Midos that we are going to learn, which are actually contradictory one to another, but they can be found in any person, because people very often lead non-consistent lives, and at one time they can do acts of chassidus, as our Mishnah will discuss, at another time they could do an act of stom, as our Mishnah will discuss. These four midas can be found in one person himself, not only that there are four different types of people. The first midah in a person is ha'omer shali shali v'shalach shalach. What is mine, and what is yours, and the Mishnah says zu midah beinanis. This is considered an average approach. V'yesh omrim, and some say zu midah stom, that this is actually the midah of stom, because stom used this philosophy of mine, what is mine, what I legally own, to prevent guests from coming into their house. There was no inyan of hachnosis archim in stom. And also, they were achzorim, they were cruel to poor people, all with the philosophy of what is mine. What is mine, and you have no right to anything that is mine. The Bartanura explains, Zumi the stone means it is close to that which stone practiced. Because if a person goes with this philosophy, what's mine is mine, what yours is yours, although it seems like a very fair philosophy, but with that approach, he won't let his friend enjoy something of his, even though he's not missing anything. Zenene v'zele chaser, as the Gemara tells us, this is considered midastoim. And kaifen al midastoim, the Gemara says, we make sure that people do not act with the approach of stom, because stom did not let any stranger come and join them, although their land was very expansive, and there was much room for others, so others would have had a noah at no loss to them, but with the philosophy of shali shali v'shalach v'shalach, they refused to allow someone else to have any benefit, even though it was no loss of theirs. The Medrash Shmuel suggests that, although from our mission it seems that the first opinion is disagreeing with the V'yesh Aymrim. The first opinion says, Shali, Shali, V'shalach, Shalach is Midah Beinanis. It's average. You're not a Chassid, you're not a Rasha. You're average. The Yesh Aymrim is saying that this is the Sodom philosophy. But really, there's no Machlokas, suggests the Medrash Shmuel. It depends what is in your mind. If in your mind you have that you don't want to have hanoah from your friend, you want to be a solne matanos, as Shlomo HaMelech tells us, solne matanos yichye. A person who hates gifts will have a long life. So your purpose is to be independent and not take from others. But in order to guarantee that you won't take from others, so you tell other people, listen, what's yours is yours. I don't want to have to take from you. And please respect that what is mine. So the other person feels that you're living with a set philosophy. But your purpose really is not the shali shali part. Your purpose is shalach shalach. I don't want to take from you. I want to be a son of Matanis Yichya. But by saying shali shali, you improve the chances that people will not try to convince you to take from them. So that's Midah Beinanis. The Yeshayim, some say that if you have in your mind the opposite, you're like stone. Their important philosophy was mine. It's all belonging to me. In order to make sure that what's mine is mine and it remains mine, so I say, on the other hand, I respect shalach shalach, what's yours is yours. I want to be fair. What's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. But my goal is really the shali shali part, to keep what's mine. Then that's midas stone. So the two opinions here don't have to be contradictory, but rather one supplements the other, depending on what is going on in the mind of the person who is saying this statement. Continues the Mishnah. If a person says, shali shalach v'shalach shali, I'm oritz. If a person says, what is mine is yours, and what is yours is mine, that is an am oritz. Rashi explains that this is said in Gnai. This is said with no respect to the person who practices this philosophy, because this, although, as Rabbi Wein points out, it is the Marxist communist philosophy, but in reality, it is bankrupt because it does not respect the idea of a person owning his own property, his own things. If whatever is mine belongs to you, and there's no respect of that which belongs to the individual, so society, as history has proven, cannot live in such an atmosphere and with such a philosophy. The next midah, shali shalach v'shalach shalach chassid, a person who says, I'm a son of matanis, I don't want to have from you anything, but whatever I have, I am more than happy to share with you. So that is a chassid, he's doing something lefnim, mishuras hadin, more than the din requires. The final midah in a person is shali shali, what's mine is mine, but not only what's mine is mine, but v'shalach shali, what's yours is mine, Russia. Such a person is a Russia. It means he doesn't care how he's going to get your thing. He's narcissistic, as the Michtav Melio in the Kuntra Sechesed in the beginning of the first Chelik of Michtav Melio points out that the world is divided amongst the takers and the givers, amongst the nosnim and the notlim. Stom is the epitome of netila, taking, and a person who says shali shalach v'shalach shalach, that's the epitome of a nosein, of a giver. A person who says shali shali v'shalach shali, that person is a Russia. He won't stop at stealing from you, he won't stop at murdering you, because he sees himself as the center of the world, and everything that you have, he really deserves. And such a no-tail, the Mishnah categorizes him as a Russia. Perek Hey Mishnah Yud Aleph. The Mishnah continues in the series of items that have to do with the number 4, which we began in the last Mishnah. Arba Midos B'deos. There are 4 types of temperament. Noyach Lichos V'Noyach Lirtzos. A person, he's easy to excite. He flies off the handle. He's like a bomb ready to explode. He gets angry very easily. But he has a redeeming character trait, and that is, once he gets angry, he doesn't bear a grudge, he doesn't hold a grudge, he's very easy to placate and pacify. So he has a positive attribute of Noach Lirtzois, a negative attribute of Noach Lirtzois, says the Mishnah. Yotza Schare Befsedei. The gain of being Noach Lirtzois is overshadowed by the hefsid, by the loss that he's always getting angry. And therefore, most of the time, he will be transgressing on Kas, and the Gemara in the Dorm, the Chav Beis Amud Alef, tells us, kol akoyes, kol mine gehenim shaltim, by a person who gets angry easily, all types of gehenim rule over him. So there's not much benefit in the fact that he's easy to placate because he's always flying off the handle. What about koshel lichos v'koshel lirtzos? If a person, it's hard for him to get angry. But once he gets angry, he bears a grudge, and it's very difficult to placate him. So he has a hefsid of kasha lirtzois, but he has a positive thing of kasha lichois. There, the positive outweighs the negative. Since he very rarely gets angry, yotze hefsedoi, the fact that he's kasha lirtzois, that once he gets angry, it's hard to placate him, that is overshadowed b'schorah in the positive thing that it very rarely happens, that he gets angry, and therefore most of the time his actions are commendable. If a person is on the third level, kasha lichos, it's very difficult to get him to anger. And even if he gets angry once in a while, noyach lirtzois, there are times when a person has to get angry. Pinchas, we see, was a kanoi. There was a time when he had to be zealous for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But a person is noyach lirtzois. He's able easily to be placated. He has the best of both worlds, and he is in the category of chassid, of living a life, an exemplary life, lefnim mishur sadin, more than the din requires. However, if a person has the worst of both worlds, Noyach lichais, it's easy for him to fly off the handle. He's a bomb ready to explode. Vekasha lirtzois. And once he gets angry, you'll hear about it. He'll never forget it. He'll never be placated. Such a person is a rasha. And on him, the Gemara in Brachas of Chavtes Amid Beis tells us, loy sirsach, which means don't get angry, v'loy sechta, and don't sin. Because the Gemara says in the Dorm of Chavez Amid Alf, Kol HaKoyes, B'yadua Shavaynois of Merubim Mizuchuyais. A person who constantly gets angry is constantly living a life of anger. We should know that his Averis are more than his Zuchuyais, and such a person lives a very miserable, sad life, which affects not only himself, but all those who come in contact with him, and people try to stay out of his way.